Hi, good evening. I'm Marshall Price. I'm the curator of modern and contemporary art here at the National Academy. And I'd like to welcome you to the February edition of the review panel. Before we get started, I would just like to mention a few upcoming public programs that we have here at the Academy. On March 14th, we will have Artists in Dialogue with Joan Jonas and Kate Gilmore, both artists who are in the annual currently. They will be in conversation with me, and that's at 6:30. And on March 28th, we have On and On and On, Arlene Sheckett and Faye Hirsch, one of our panelists this evening, in conversation. Arlene is currently in the exhibition, and you may have seen Faye's piece on Arlene in Art in America 2 months ago. So we hope that you will come for both of those. And at the end of March, we also have another installment of the review panel on March 30th with Bill Berkson, Will Heinrich, and Karen Wilkin, along with David Cohen, our moderator. So I hope that you will all come to those. The Art Talks are supported by Department of Cultural Affairs and the New York State Council on the Arts, so we are very grateful to them for their continuing support for our programming. With that being said, I'd like to introduce tonight's moderator, David Cohen. David is publisher and editor of artcritical.com, and David will be giving a lecture, Artists Out of Time, André Derain, at the New York Studio School this coming Wednesday. So with that, I will hand it over to David.
Thank you very much indeed, and thank you to the National Academy for being such an incredible host and founder with me of this series. Who's here for the first time at a review panel? Wonderful. Thank you very much. Lovely to see you, including Franklin here. So for Franklin's sake and for your amusement, let me very quickly tell you what it is that we do, though it may have been quite clear from the postcard. The review panel. We have four exhibitions that hopefully the panel and, definitely the panel, and many of our audience will have gone to see. We will do a little PowerPoint presentation as a visual refresher, reminder of what we've looked at, of the first couple of shows. My co-panelists will discuss it with those two shows with me. The audience can then let off steam and share their insights into those two shows, and then it's back to the PowerPoint and a repetition of that exercise, and then we all go off into the dreary cold night. And then we come back again, as Marshall said, at the end of the month, end of March, to repeat the whole exercise again. And I can just let you know that it's simplicity itself for seeing the shows next time. Simplicity in that the show takes place in one venue, but not necessarily a simple show to look at. It's the Whitney Biennial. So the Whitney Biennial is the topic of the review panel on March 30th. So let me thank Graham White, who records and edits our review panel, which you can then hear podcast at artcritical.com. And Graham pointed out to me as he was editing the last installment, just as we were putting it up, that we had missed a milestone anniversary. The last installment, the January edition of the review panel, was number 50 in the series. So we are into the second half of our first century. So with that, I can now proceed with some confidence, and great confidence, in fact, to introduce this evening's panelists. Great confidence because to my right, Faye Hirsch is a regular here for the third time, perhaps?
Third time,
lucky. Faye Hirsch, who's already you've heard of about in relation to her dialogue coming up with Arlene Sheckett, is a senior editor at Art in America magazine. Credentials that need no amplification, as indeed would be the distinction of being a contributor to artcritical.com, which is a qualifier uniting our other two panelists, Christina Key and Franklin Einsbruch. Franklin is also a keen blogger. His site is artblog.net. As an artist, you can see his work at einsbruch.com. And as a comic writer, you can see him on themoonfellonme.com. And Christina, in addition to her work at Art Critical, is a painter, and she has contributed a scholarly essay to Tabula Quarterly, forthcoming, and she's the catalog essayist much in demand. Recent publications include an essay for Wolf Kahn at Amaringa Yoe, and a more recent essay on Jack Bush for Friedman Gallery. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your panel. Fantastic. Let's have a look at the PowerPoints, please, Marshall, for the first couple of shows.